The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan is with me. She is a consumer economist at the Indo. She's also host of the Home Show here on News Talk. And Sinead, you've got an issue with McDonald's expanding their footprint in this country.
Well, it's not McDonald's per se. It's the fact that there's a big hoo-ha about all these jobs.
Yeah, 200 new stores across the UK and Ireland.
Billion euro expansion is going to create. We don't know how many are slated for Ireland, but between the Ireland and UK, tons and tons and tons of branches. They currently have about 97 or something like that. What gets me about this is, I mean, let's face it, Kieran, nobody goes into McDonald's for the bag of grapes. I mean, you might foist it on your child so that they can get the burger, but like you don't.
Fries or fruit with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, has there ever been a more rhetorical question asked?
Bottle of water or Coke?
My daughter actually loves a bottle of water with her Happy
Meal.
And
listen, I'm the one who'll order a quarter pounder with cheese and a Diet Coke, so I've no problem with it per se. I'll tell you what I've the problem with. I've the problem with the fact that the government, in lauding these jobs, and how wonderful it is, and creation, and how these American multinationals want to invest in Ireland because we're so brilliant. At the same time, about 9 years ago, launched its obesity action plan because our obesity levels are at a crisis point. Now, we're not alone, but that doesn't make it a good thing. Absolutely at a crisis point. 56% of people report being overweight or obese, according to Healthy Ireland. That's the latest survey. Now, that's self-reported.
Yeah.
And I'd say if you ask the vast majority of people who are actually overweight, do you think you're overweight? A lot of them would say,
Wintering. I'm just wintering. Well, Sinead, big boned. That big boned is a good one,
Big boned. Children's Health Ireland, the clinical lead on that, has said that she reckons 88% of the population will be overweight or obese by 2060. And this is reflecting what is happening across the world, okay? I just feel that when you have something which the government calls a crisis and which it inserts an action plan to resolve. It had something like 70 action points it wanted to do. It ended up putting on a sugar tax and telling people what a food pyramid was and telling schools to feed their kids better. I think it's unfair then to turn around and say, oh, isn't it brilliant, all these fantastic jobs coming from this massive global fast food giant.
That the government should just stay silent on McDonald's jobs announcements?
I'd go one step further.
Oh, right, okay.
Because we have a similar issue with data centres. So with data centres, we know they chew up a lot of our electricity, and you and me and everybody else having to pay the price of that.
Yeah.
Okay? So what they did was they put a ban on new data centres.
Ah, you're not going to stop more McDonald's opening, are you?
Well, I don't.
Well, there's people in this country who are not within walking distance of Chicken McSpicy meal. Is that a thing?
What
I think it is.
Do?
I had a delicious chicken spicy sandwich thing there the other night.
Is it possible? I mean, is there another alternative out there? I'm drumming my fingers thinking what it might be instead of going to McDonald's for dinner.
I don't know what it is.
Well, then you haven't been paying attention to the government's healthy eating plan
and
its obesity action plan.
No.
Both of which say you should be eating healthy food, preferably cooked at home, as often as you can, and feeding your kids that.
Yeah, but but it's like it's all right for a treat. So why are you denying people the treat? That's my point. I was there on Sunday night, but it wasn't like I was there Saturday, Friday, Thursday and Wednesday night as well.
Thousands of outlets. You can go into any town in Ireland, definitely every city, and find hundreds and hundreds of fast food outlets. And that doesn't sit well with me alongside this push. The other millions and millions we're spending telling people not to eat the food.
But they're there because the market demands it.
Yes, but you see, so are cigarettes, so are drugs. It doesn't make
But they're slightly different. They're like addictive.
You think fat isn't addictive? You think sugar isn't addictive?
No, but we need fat.
Know it is.
But if you didn't have any fat or sugar in your diet, you'd die.
Yeah.
So you do need those things. You don't need nicotine or tobacco.
Now, Kieran, we're not getting into that.
You don't need
there
alcohol.
Are thousands of foods and food types where you can get all of the nutrients you require, all of them. And you know that because you're healthy and you're fit. And I know that you play football and all sorts. You can do that without resorting to fast food. In fact, as a marathon runner, you would know that the worst thing that you can do.
So the best thing about running marathons, Sinead, is that actually you can eat as much SH1T as you want. That's one that, that I think that's 90% of the reason
people I know. Okay, let me take it from
run marathons.
I'm a good deal older than you, let's say.
Okay. Oh, you're not that much.
That took a while to object. I am. And look, we all know that, you know, when you're 20, you can throw anything into your body and it'll sort itself out.
Oh, glory days.
I know. However, you know, it isn't a good thing. And certainly when it comes to feeding kids, it's a terrible thing. And you, when you've doctors, I'm not a medical expert by any means. I'm just a mom. But when you see doctors and the government appointed experts coming out and saying, this is appalling. The amount of fast food you eat, the obesity levels we have, the overweight levels we have. It's become, if over 50% of the population are overweight or obese, that's now normal. And it's not normal. And it doesn't have to be normal. And I just object to the double-handed approach here. As with so many things in this country, it's not by far not the most important thing, but you have the government on one hand saying we shouldn't allow this and down with this sort of thing, and then on the other hand going, hey, jobs.
But you know these awful kind of prognostications about the obesity epidemic and where it's going to go in 20 or 40 years? We're all going to be on the skinny jab. Isn't that the other side of it? We're kind of medicalise our way out of this problem.
And listen, that's fine. If that is the government policy, let people eat whatever crap they want all of their lives. We can always just farm up a generation on Ozempic. Fine. We should be told.
Yeah.
Because
it could come with a happy meal. You know the way they ask you if you want a book or a toy?
A little plastic injection.
A skinny jab. Do you want a skinny jab with that?
Oh, listen, I'm all for it.
There's an idea.
Wedding coming up.
They'll steal that idea.
You know. But like, isn't it just crazy that you have this double-handed approach? And if we're going to grow up a generation on Ozempic and feed that to our next kids and grandkids, fine. But let us know. And like, I'm not sure that that's the solution.
087 1400 106. Should the government treat these outlets like data centres and say, thus far shalt thou go and no further? 087 1400 106. Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist, host of The Home Show here on News Talk. Thank you very much, Sinead.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.